Autoridad MM.
We'll now move into item number 29. Disciplinary complaint against mixed martial artist Jonathan Jones. Mr. Jones. Good, how are you?
All right.
Appreciate you being here today.
Yeah, it's pleasure to meet you all.
I know you're commanded to be here based on the disciplinary complaint, so.
Sorry, I have to meet under these circumstances.
We have Mr. Eccles here today, who's acting as our attorney through the Attorney General's office, so he'll present his case. You'll have an opportunity to disclose whatever you wish to say, and then the commissioners will ask some questions of you. We'll admit some evidence into, admitted evidence relating to your case, and we'll go from there. So we try to be as formal but informal at the same time. This isn't a official court hearing or anything like that. Mr. Eccles?
Yes, good morning, commissioners. The complaint in this matter is very simple. It's based upon a video that was released based upon Mr. Jones and Mr. Cormier's actions at an official press conference promoting their upcoming bout. There was clearly a brawl that was unsportsmanlike. The whole point of regulating these events, as the commission knows, obviously, is health and safety of the fighters. They have to be held to a professional standard. They are licensed as professionals, and that means they get in the octagon or they get in the ring. There are doctors there. There are referees. There are rules. And it's all for the health and safety. And this is the complete opposite of anything like that. When you have a brawl in the lobby of one of the hotels here at an official press conference, it's bad for the sport. These guys could have been injured. Other people were negatively affected on the stage and in the lobby. And it's dangerous, and it's clearly unsportsmanlike. Now, regarding this particular hearing, Mr. Jones has counsel. I've spoken with him. They are not contesting the allegations in the complaint. They are going to ask for leniency and, I guess, explain the circumstances of it. We do have a video, and I don't know that it's necessary if the commission wishes to see it again, but I would move for the admission of that video into evidence so that we have a full record here.
Would the commission like to review the video?
The one thing that I would note is that to ensure that it is properly authenticated, I think that we're obligated to look at it.
Set it up for us to see.
Yes.
You're comfortable, Mr. Jones, watching this?
I was enjoying this. Anxiety, but.
So I would just ask that you mark that State's Exhibit 1 and admit it, please.
Accepted.
I submit the case based upon the video.
Okay.
Definitely not my best moment there.
Hold on. Before you get started, I need to have you sworn in and have the attorney introduce himself as well.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, commissioners. My name is Ophir Ventura. It's spelled O-F-I-R for the record. I'm the attorney on behalf of the unarmed combatant, Mr. Jones. And, we're here today, just like Mr. Eccles stated, to admit all the factual allegations in the complaint. We did not submit a formal answer for those reasons. We admit all the allegations, and we are here to ask for some leniency. I just wanted to let you know that I have represented Mr. Jones for 4 years now, professionally and legally, and this is his first incident with any physical altercation. He's been a competitor his entire life as a wrestler and 21 professional MMA bouts. It's very embarrassing to watch that video. And at the same time, we're very apologetic. So we do ask for some leniency. I know that the commission has the right under NRS 467158 to impose a fine today. And I wanted to know that, a request kindly, that if you do impose a fine against Mr. Jones this morning, that you do not impose a fine on a percentage based on his purse. If you could just do a flat fee in the event you were to fine him, so that he's not prejudiced because he's one of the higher paying athletes in the UFC. That being said, I really appreciate your time this morning. Mr. Jones wants to make a statement himself, and he wants to be here to answer any of your questions.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Jones. Vivian, would you like to swear, ma'am, please?
Mr. Jones, do you swear to tell the truth before this commission?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you realize that pursuant to NRS 467-115, that carries the same penalty of perjury as any testimony in court?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Mr. Jones, the floor is yours.
Well, I just really want to sincerely apologize to the MGM, to my bosses at the UFC, Dana and Lorenzo, to my fans, to Daniel's fans, to you guys, to the commission, to all the sports I represent, the Muay Thai community, the Jiu-Jitsu community, the wrestling community, the boxing community. I made us all look bad. And as a champion, I made it, you know, it was a terrible thing. Very heated moment. You know, I've never done anything to disgrace the sport. You know, at one point in my career, I slapped a mugger. You know, I've never sworn on an interview in my 7-year career. I make a very conscious effort to be a great example and a role model. And I'm a little sick, so my, excuse me. So moments like this is, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing for me. And I realize that that will come with consequences. And as a man, I sit here to accept them.
As a commissioner, I appreciate your words and your comments and understanding and accepting responsibility for the actions of that day. And I think you explained it pretty well. So Commissioner Evansino, do you have any questions or comments?
Well, I think you have addressed the issue. Certainly there are consequences for that type of activity, whether it's provoked or unprovoked, and the extent to which it went. I suppose you got hooked up into the heat of the moment. Did you have that planned before?
No. Totally not. I've gotten many face-offs with a lot of great fighters, and I have gone forehead to forehead with people before. Me and Rashad Evans did it. Me and a guy named Brandon Bear did it. I've never had my throat grabbed like that. And I mean, I've seen boxers do it throughout years. I've never been grabbed like that. And at that moment, I think that's where the real unsportsmanlike came into play. And at that moment, everything kind of just became unsportsmanlike. I definitely did not have that plan. I saw Daniel Cormier pacing back and forth, and I realized, okay, this is going to be intense because you can see the intensity. So immediately I went from a very laid back spot to like everything about me like became heightened senses, you know. And when we walked into each other, we just came together like magnets. And I predicted that would have been really gnarly for the fans to see. I knew that there's going to be tons of pictures of that, of something like that. But I had no clue that was going to happen. And I reacted in a terrible way.
So you didn't expect, as a result of your touching foreheads, that you would be pushed?
So the way I feel about that, sir, if you want to watch it again, if you watch us, we walk right into each other, you know? And I'm taller than him, so of course I need to bring my forehead down. But he never stopped moving forward, and I never stopped moving forward. So, and I do take responsibility for what I did. I'm not trying to blame him at all.
No, I understand.
I don't necessarily think it's fair to make it sound like I came into his space, when in reality, we very much came into each other's space.
Okay. What was your purse for that?
For this fight?
Well, the fight is on the...
It's on January 3rd. It was supposed to be this Saturday, and it got postponed until January 3rd.
He's injured, is that correctly?
Yes, correct. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes,
I have no further questions, sir.
Commissioner Marnell?
I don't have any questions. You seem very genuine to me. This is my first experience with you. But at this point, I believe you.
Commissioner Limbaugh?
Question for you, Mr. Ventura. The jurisdiction for this commission was set forth in the complaint that was filed by Mr. Eccles. Do you concede that this commission has jurisdiction over this event?
Yes.
Mr. Jones, what I'm interested in is some kind of a mindset, trying to get in your head a little bit, okay? Explain to me what your thought process was, what your mindset was when you were on that stage for the face-off.
You know, leading up to a fight, there's a lot of mental warfare that goes into it. And when you have two very elite athletes like Daniel and myself, guys who have never lost, we're both top competitors. We both know how to, I would say, maybe win these mental games that go into winning fights before the fight's actually happening. So when you get your throat touched like that, for me to not respond, I felt as if it could have possibly given him some type of confidence that wasn't necessarily necessary. So I kind of had to show him that I am a champion and that I'm a winner and that I am the aggressor. And that's the attitude that I think has allowed me to be able to achieve what I've done today. So my retaliation was strictly more about the fact that I couldn't allow him to believe that he had any type of a mental edge over me. And so I needed to let him know that, you know, if you do something like that to me, then I, you know, I'm not going to back away, or I'm not going to show you any type of fear or any type of having any type of edge over me. And, you know, I know the fans. You know, I've been a champion since I was 23 years old, 27 now. And I know what I would have received in my social media and everything if I didn't retaliate. People would have taken that for some sort of weakness. And that's my honest answer with why I retaliated. It's the mental warfare.
All right, fast forward me in time then a little bit to the end. When you stood on the stage, and I read it being described as you howled.
Yeah, it's okay.
Give me your mindset at that point.
At that moment, you know what? I saw the faces of the fans and the audience. And if you see the video, people are cheering and like, just, they're, a lot of people loved it. And I also understand that it was disgraceful in a lot of ways as well. But I realized the attention on the fight and the energy surrounding the fight was just, it was immediately skyrocketed. It actually became a fight people cared about to see. And that scream was just like it was me feeding off the audience. I mean, they just got to see me do something they have never seen me do before, something that was completely out of character for me to do. And they seemed to have loved it, and I just finished off the entertainment factor in the whole thing.
Was that part of your stage show, or was that you responding more in a... You know, like at the conclusion of a fight, adrenaline kicking in. This is, you know.
It almost kind of felt like primal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's
a great explanation.
All right.
It's a great description. Mr. McClain, I have one comment.
I got one more question as far as Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones, it's my understanding that you acknowledge what you did was wrong.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're here to face responsibility for what you did. Tell me what you think your punishment should be.
I was assuming that it would be a financial thing. I've faced some punishment already. Like, I've lost a very big endorser of mine, one of my biggest. I've lost people who are interested in sponsoring me that were going to be gigantic deals. And I'm pretty much willing to do whatever I have to do as far as the punishment. I wholeheartedly admit to what happened. It's clear what happened. And I know it's not okay. So I was assuming it would be a financial thing, but, you know, like, whatever I could do, you know, speaking to people about how, you know, street fights isn't okay. And I've been in a street fight like pretty much ever. So that was a first for me. This whole situation is something I did not ever want to happen.
What was the value of the endorsement that you lost?
Well, my Nike deal.
Okay, and just ballpark, what was the value of that?
Without due respect,
if it's confidential,
I don't know if his Nike contract prevents him from disclosing.
Yes, it does.
All right. So what you're telling me, that give me an idea as to the percentage of your income on an annual basis. Give me some insight into the value of it.
Let me clarify my statement. I believe the contract says if a government agency requires you to disclose that information, you can disclose it. So I apologize.
Sure. It's over six figures.
Okay.
If I could just leave it at that, I'd appreciate it. If you need more specifics, I can let you know. But it's pretty damaging if you really consider it. There's another potential deal that we don't want to disclose their name, but they were interested in sponsoring Mr. Jones, and he lost that potential endorsement as well, which was a six-figure annual deal as well. So pretty substantial.
Can either you, Mr. Ventura, or you, Mr. Jones, come up with an alternative punishment that you can suggest to us that is non-financial?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
You got an idea? What I'm struggling with is to try to figure out what is the appropriate punishment, just from my own personal standpoint. And so to the extent that what I'm looking for is some ideas, and you guys may be in the equal position as we are to come up with such an idea.
Initially, what comes to my heart is to use my influence that I have with such a passionate fan base. You know, I've definitely believed that I've inspired and motivated a lot of people throughout my career, and I think giving back in the way of charitable, my time, that's where I could maybe give the best message, because this is something that actually happened, something that's real, and I think it's something that could make this a positive thing. I think this, it could be turned around and a lesson could be learned from this. So that's what initially comes to my heart, but obviously it's not my choice.
Thank you. Appreciate your responses.
Yes, Commissioner Limbaugh, Commissioner Brady.
Yeah, I appreciate your attendance here today.
Thank you, sir.
I think your reputation in the martial arts area in UFC is one of a gentleman. At least that's why I always agree with you. I was quite shocked by the video. When I came in here today, I was quite perturbed because weigh-ins are probably it's a big concern that all of us have, because you're putting two fighters who are gearing up mentally to fight each other in real close proximity to each other. And whether it be inside or this happened to be in the lobby, it's a real concern, because you have guests. You can hear the guests that are trying to check in screaming and yelling. You're always afraid of it spreading, so there could be injury and all this. But you've expressed all that. So I came in here a little bit peeved, but your ability to see all the people could be damaged from this. This isn't just about you. This is about innocent people who are just coming to check into a hotel. It's your fans. It's the reputation of yourself, the hotel, and all these things. It did seem to me that you were the one that more instigated by resting your head, coming in and putting your head on his. It appeared to me you threw the first punch and this. But after hearing you here today and your contrition and your seeing the wider scope of this whole thing, I'm doing what Commissioner Lundvall said. I'm trying to digest what I want to do. I think you're injured now. Your fight has been delayed. You'll have a fight at a future time. Let's say you fight Cormier. You're going to fight. When the weigh-in happens, what is going to be your attitude? You've had a chance to think this through. The stare down is an important part. Everybody loves it. But what do you suggest for yourself and others to do differently for future weigh-ins?
This has definitely been a gigantic learning experience for me. Because I was very aware of that, the fact we're going to have to do probably a few more stare downs with this new level of promotion we need to get into in the second you know, because our fight was delayed. Just to give him his distance. Just to give him his distance. You know, not even look at him. There's been lots of times I haven't looked my opponents in the eyes doing stare downs. And he was able to bring out direct eye contact in the forehead.
Yeah.
So just to give him distance.
Yeah, you don't have to touch each other.
Yeah, we don't.
And that's something I saw there that I haven't seen in a long time. There actually became contact. And that brings out those primitive type juices. Let me just tell you what our fear is. Whether if it's on a stage and it goes, it spreads the stage collapsed, it goes into the stands and that triggers things, or it fights. So it could go much bigger, and that's always a fear that this commission has. That's what we always try to have, at least one commissioner there along with our executive director to observe in case anything happens, because in past years there has been things happen. People get injured. So I think that keeping a distance is a good suggestion. So your recommend would be to keep distance on those stare-ins. Let me just say I appreciate your contriteness today. You've softened my heart, and I can see that you are, I believe, still the professional I believe you to be. We all make mistakes in life that we regret. So appreciate your contrition and understanding the breadth that a simple thing as that could go into. It could be very damaging and haunt you for your life. I don't have any other statements.
I think, as you heard, the discipline you have as an elite fighter to fight in the ring and to train the way you do, and then to lose that discipline in a situation at a split second, and as you describe it, become primal. And we need to understand and figure out, and I think you've learned, that discipline is required at times, especially when you can hurt or injure somebody outside of the two fighters. And our obligation is to ensure that never happens again. So if there are any other comments you'd like to make, we allow you to make those comments. We'll allow Mr. Eccles to make some comments, and then we'll go into deliberation. We'll discuss amongst ourselves what direction we're going to head as a commission. And during that time, you're not allowed to ask any questions.
So. Okay. I guess the last thing I can say is that, you know, I've definitely learned a lot from this experience. And I can guarantee you guys sincerely that this would never happen again.
Thank you.
Like I said, I've sworn one time in 7 years in an interview. I make a conscious effort to carry this sport and change what people think of all combative, you know, athletes. When what happened, it would never happen again. I can guarantee you guys that sincerely.
Okay. Am I correct in understanding that your purse amount is a minimum of $500,000 with opportunities for bonus beyond that?
Sir.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Eccles, do you have any further comments?
I just move for a finding that the violation has been admitted. As far as a deterrent effect, I don't know what the commission is going to do for a penalty, but there should be some kind of penalty that serves as a deterrent effect here, because obviously these are just people checking into the hotel. You know, lots of people could have been hurt in this, and we need to make sure that doesn't happen again. So that's the state's recommendation.
Appreciate it. Thank you. And if there are no other questions from commissioners, I'd like to move into deliberation.
I'm going to take a crack at trying to craft a motion. Based upon the things that we've discussed, I'm not trying to do so presumptuously. I'm just trying to be able to move this along if I could, is that we would make a finding that liability has been established on the complaint, and that as the punishment for this this infraction is that we would not suspend the athlete, but that we would fine him $50,000. In addition, we would require 40 hours of community service to a charitable activity or charitable organizations or mix of charitable organizations within the Las Vegas community. That during that time frame that the athlete would interact, whether it be with the children or the participants or those that are involved in those organizations, and that he would advance a message of basically a kind of an anti-bullying message, something that's very prevalent within our social culture at this point in time to try to stamp out. And that his time then would be verified by the organization itself, and that verification would be supplied to us, and it would be a condition for us issuing him a license to fight in our jurisdiction again, that these items be performed and discharged prior to allowing him a license to fight.
I think that is beautiful, and I second it.
It's been a motion by Commissioner Lundvall and a second by Commissioner Marnell. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing now, I'll move into a vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Commissioner Lundvall. Mr. Jones, you've heard our wishes. I hope that we can work with you to ensure that you fulfill them.
Awesome. Thank
you guys
so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Síguenos en Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube y visita nuestra página oficial www.autoridadmma.com.